Good morning, a used car from Mr. Neil McCoy. His latest release on WRCO-FM in Richland Center. The update at 7 is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and PCB Wealth Management. It's 57 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A lot of people will be watching two economic reports out today. First, we will get the Consumer Price Index for the month of May. It's a snapshot on inflation month over month and year over year. This afternoon, the Fed will announce its decision on interest rates. It's expected they will hold rates where they are. Concern about security at the border and who's gotten in.
Eight migrants who entered the U.S. illegally through the southern border are in custody for their alleged ties to terrorism. The individuals detained in New York, Los Angeles, and Philadelphia are from Tajikistan. They were vetted when entering the U.S., but sources say authorities later uncovered information raising suspicion about their possible affiliations with ISIS. The FBI previously warned about this vulnerability at the border.
ABC's Christiane Cordero. Atlanta police are still investigating a bus hijacking yesterday. One person was killed after a man hopped on a city bus, forced the driver to careen it through several counties before a SWAT team was finally able to bring it under control. This is ABC News. Today marks the anniversary of two of the most infamous murders in American history, the murders that led to the trial of O.J. Simpson.
Oh my gosh, what would she look like?
Now 30 years after Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman were murdered, Nicole's sisters sitting down with our Diane Sawyer remembering her. Denise Brown saying,
she was just so graceful and elegant and just so sweet.
Nicole would have today been 65 years old. Ron Goldman would have been 55. O.J. Simpson died a few weeks ago. Alex Stone, ABC News.
At least 41 people have died in a fire that roared through a building housing workers in Kuwait this morning. No word on the cause, but the owner of the building has been arrested. And up for auction today, the oldest known photograph out of an American first lady. The picture of Dolly Madison was taken in 1846. Experts at Sotheby's think it could go for $70,000. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you are prepared for tomorrow. tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value. Five minutes after 7 o'clock on this Wednesday morning from WRCO, we have some great chances for you to win all day long and qualify. Here's the next text to win word during the, I'll tell you what, we've had a lot of fun with this. The SCONI Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest from Civic Media. Today's word for the 7 o'clock hour is red, R-E-D. I like those real simple words, you know, three-letter words. Red is the word to text this hour, and you could be the winner of some daily prizes, statewide prizes, grand prize coming up. In fact, it all ends on Friday, so maybe you'll be the winner of maybe a little bit of a getaway on a lake. Absolutely. The only stipulation is you have to take me and Hank along. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google store. Find your station and use the text button to send the keyword this hour, red.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
Ready for an action-packed weekend at the 65th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals happening at the Richland County Fairgrounds. The excitement kicks off with special introductions at 7 o'clock p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights and at 11:30 a.m. on Sunday, followed by thrilling performances. Don't miss the annual rodeo parade at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday. The weekend promises top-notch entertainment, showcasing some of the finest high school athletes in the state. Advance tickets are available now through June 14th at Creative Layers, located at 142 South Central Avenue in Richland Center. And on Sunday, June 16th, join us for Cowboy Church at 8:30 a.m. to start your day. For any questions, give Kenda a call at 475-1886. June 14th through 16th, Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals at Richland Center. See you there. Ready, come.
Get ready for a feast of flavors and a bounty of local goods at the Richland Area Farmers Market. Join them today from 1:30 until 6 at the historic train depot on Seminary Street in downtown Richland Center, right across from Quick Trip. Parking is available in the depot parking lot and on the nearby streets. Today they hope to have bedding plants, flowers, hanging baskets, baked goods, including breads, cookies, and pies, strawberries, rhubarb, spring lettuces and greens, radishes, kohlrabi, potatoes, maple syrup, honey, black walnuts, canned goods, eggs, and meats. As the season progresses, they will be adding more vendors, both new and returning. Be sure to stop by the tasting table for a sample of each week's market products. As the season progresses, you'll want to stop by and check out all of the things every week with an ever-changing lineup. The market accepts EBT SNAP benefits and senior vouchers. Check your account to make sure you have the funds you are requesting. Then come to the information table to use your Quest card for purchases. For senior vouchers, check with the local human resources department to see if you qualify. Look for the yellow sign by a vendor's booth to see if they accept those senior vouchers. The popular Boomerang shopping bag program continues. Check with the information table for more info. See you today from 1:30 until 6 at the Richland Area Farmers Market. Today, a high of 85. It's going to be a little more humid today, so get ready. A 40% chance of spotty showers and thunderstorms by this afternoon. Southwest winds will be between 6 and 15. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, a low of 64. Thursday, 84, with a 30% chance of a few showers or thunderstorms. Friday, mostly sunny and pleasant with lower humidity and a high of 80. Currently on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge, we're at 58 degrees. Good morning from WRCO and WRCE.
supposed to mow the grass today. I'm supposed to fix the fence. But with the sun beating down on me, it's hard to make it make sense. Half of me wants a cold.
Rhett and Riley Green. There are a lot of things to recognize today. It's Superman Day, by the way. Women Veterans Day. It's World Day Against Child Labor. It's National Red Rose and National Peanut Butter Cookie Day. There you go. Oh, my mother used to make some great peanut butter cookies with the marks of the fork, you know, in each cookie where she would mash it down or whatever. National Jerky Day. Ooh, good stuff. It's Magic Loving Day, Little League Girls Baseball Day. It's Ghost in the Machine and Crowded Nest Awareness Day and International Falafel Day on the 12th of June. Brooks and Dunn now on WRCO, WRCE at 7:14.
Traffic jam. Staring at the faces in a rearview mirror. Looking at the promise of the promised land. A one kid dreams of fame and fortune. One kid helps pay.
singer in a band. They just might go back to Oklahoma and talk about the stars they could have been. All in America, dealing in red, white, and blue.
Going to the promised land today. It is 20 minutes after 7 o'clock. The Pride of Pea Ridge, Arkansas is coming up. Plus, birthdays and anniversaries right around the bend here on a Wednesday morning get-together.
It is hard to balance the combination of spring's warm, rainy days with the occasional winter wind chill. This is Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. A heat pump from Armstrong Air is a great solution for inconsistent temperatures. There are also financial incentives for upgrading to a heat pump, along with potential energy savings on your utility bill. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating for a quote, 647-6345.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. Today's sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca starts at 11:30 and will feature a quality herd from Greene County. 15 head of crossbred cows from an organic grazing herd. These Swiss Jersey Holstein cows are bred AI and most are bred back for fall calving. Breeding dates and service sires are available, plus a great run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers. Milking and bred back cows, open heifers of all ages, and a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning, including today at 11:30.
We are having the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle again this year. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Morocco Hills Golf Course. You can't be the winner if you don't buy a ticket. Get your ticket today. Just $10 per ticket. This could be your year.
Your attention, please. Brogan's Do It Best Retirement Sale liquidation is going on now. That's right. Hurry in and save during Brogan's Do It Best store closing sale. Everything goes, including all hardware, power tools, grills, hand tools, appliances, furniture, and more. First come, first serve. After 91 years in business, the Brogan family will retire. Save up to 50% store-wide. Doors open at 8 a.m. daily. Brogan's Do It Best in Boscobel is liquidating to the bare walls, and it's your chance to save like never again. Hurry in today. All sales final. Cash or credit card only. Cash and carry pricing with delivery available. Brogan's Do It Best Retirement Sale in Boscobel is going on now.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics is turning 100, and we hope you'll celebrate with us. We'll sponsor 3 free admission days this summer, 1 each month, at the Woodman Aquatic Center. We'll also host a centennial celebration on Sunday, September 15th, including a free 5K run, walk, music, games, food, refreshments, and cake. For more details, visit our events page at richlandhospital.com. The Richland Hospital and Clinics, celebrating 100 years.
Wednesday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Muller & Sons Excavating, Julie Karen State Farm, and Napa Auto & Truck Parts. The midweek show promises lots of laughs and entertainment, so tune in for some good vibes and a break from the daily grind.
It's time for the Roundup.
Hank Bray.
Come on.
Yeah.
You know what? It's almost time for a new cow, Phil.
Lady Bell.
Stay in there.
She's been hanging out with our old bone cow, Cripply Dipply.
Yeah, and where'd Sizzle go?
I don't know. Jump the fence.
Oh, my goodness.
Those beef cows
stay
are
in there
a little
right
harder
now
to keep in the fence. But anyway.
Anyway, that's,
yeah.
I tell you what, Phil. Anyway, how's it going, buddy?
Going well. Yeah, we're just getting assembled for the big wedding on Saturday.
Are you excited?
Yeah, I think so. Getting there. I went to the airport and picked up our Swiss daughter last night.
Oh.
Nadine.
Okay.
Who has not been here for, 12 years.
How is she doing?
Great. We just picked up where we left off, you know.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Did June go with you?
No. Nope. Picked her up, and we were in Switzerland 7 years ago. We stayed with her family, so we haven't seen her, but it's amazing how it's like no time has passed, you know,
right,
when you see him again. So we'll have to see if we can get her in here.
That is awesome.
On a microphone, because she could hold her own against you, Hank, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I would never do anything.
Huh? No, she's pretty sharp-witted.
Is she?
Oh, yes. In about 6 languages, too.
So. Yes. Well, she's already got me beat if she can speak one.
I know. We have trouble with English.
Yeah, yes, exactly. I have trouble with Southern stuff. Hey, today is
Truth or Dare, not Truth or Dare.
No, it's not Truth or Dare?
No, I don't want
that. What about Facto or Hanko?
Facto or Hanko, we'll go with that, right.
All right. Ranch dressing, Philip, was invented in Alaska.
Ranch dressing. I'm going to say that's true.
It is true.
Yeah.
It is true. I have some questions here on Alaska here, buddy.
Alaska.
Yeah. They are over 3,000 rivers and 3 million lakes in Alaska. It's a lot of lakes. It's a lot of water.
Takes me back to the sixth grade comedy club when you were trying to use states in a sentence.
Yes.
It's like, ask me a question, and I'd be like, Idaho, Alaska.
Yeah, Idaho.
Alaska. 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 I'm going to say it's true.
It is true.
Wow.
Well, Alaska has more coastline than the rest of the United States combined.
That's got to be true.
It is true.
Wow.
Yeah. They are no freshwater turtles, lizards, or snakes in Alaska.
I'm going to say that's true.
It is true.
Wow.
It's true.
Isn't that crazy?
It's nuts. Uh-huh. I mean, it's absolutely nuts. I mean, but, well, you don't have to worry about snakes.
No.
Alaska flag was designed by a 13-year-old.
I think I read that somewhere. I think that's true.
It is true.
They had some sort of competition or something for the...
Here's a mind-blowing fact, if it's true-o or facto.
Okay.
2,250 people are reported missing every year on average in Alaska.
I'll say that's true.
It's true.
Wow, my goodness. Ah, right, what, well, I wonder what happens to them.
I don't know.
They're kind of like the lost socks in the wash machine.
You don't see a lot of bear hungry out there. So. There is so much gold in the oceans that if it was all taken out and distributed among the people around the world, each person would get about 2.2 pounds of gold, Philip.
I'm going to say that's true.
It is true. It's around $68,000.
Okay.
So, and that was yesterday's market,
because
it fluctuates every day.
Now, what are you saying? For each person,
for each person, yep.
But they would flood the market, so then the price would go way down.
I'm sure it would.
Yeah.
So but you and I would get ours first.
It'd be like $8, probably.
Maybe. Or just hang on to it.
Oh,
Jamie would give us a good deal on
maybe.
It.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. So,
Antarctica, which is about four times the size of India, has so much ice that if the ice melts, the average sea level around the world would rise, let's say, 230 feet, Philip. This means the water could reach up to a 17-story building on the seashore.
I'm going to say that's true. Boy, you got lots of truths out there today.
The most expensive wood in the world is African blackwood. Have you ever seen this? Uh-huh. I've never seen it either.
No,
which is extremely rare. The price of this wood is about $9,000 per kilogram, and it takes about 50 years for this tree to grow up to be ready.
I'll say that's true.
It is true.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Just learning all kinds of stuff from you.
It's very pretty, though. That wood's very, very pretty.
Yes, it is, actually. There's a nice picture of it. Huh. Okay.
A new study in 2022 has revealed that mushrooms can and do communicate with each other and have a 50-word vocabulary.
No, that's got to be false.
It is a true.
Is it really?
They should start their own chat site, Shroom.
Mushrooms talking to one another?
That's what's...
What? Ah, man.
Here comes Brian. Brian Allen. Hide. Yeah.
They must be magic mushrooms.
Yeah, magic mushrooms.
My goodness.
Venice.
Right. Huh?
Venice is banning all fast food business to protect public health. Death from fast food poisoning has become common, especially among tourists.
I'll say that's true.
That's a bunch of Hanko.
Oh! Venice is banning all fast food. Huh. That's not true.
Mm-mm.
It's a Hanko. Huh.
Say it.
I wonder how much fast food they actually have in Venice.
I don't know. I'm sure it's a lot.
Well, no, they actually have probably slow food, but it's good food.
In which state is it illegal to dance to the national anthem, Philip? Is it Massachusetts, California, or is it a bunch of Hanko?
I'm going to say the first one you said, the state.
Massachusetts. It is Massachusetts for a fine of $100.
Wow. National anthem, I mean, obviously it'd be disrespectful to do that, but it's not an easy song to dance to.
No, it would be very tough.
There's not much tempo.
I would have the tempo to do that.
Would you?
Yeah, because I can't dance.
Everybody can dance.
I have like three left feet.
Three web feet.
Yeah, wow.
I've got to, get my dancing skills out there.
Yes, you do.
For the wedding.
Yes. So, can you show us any?
Yeah, well, I just got the Mr. Gopher, you just move your torso, like side to side.
You don't even move your feet.
Yeah, no, you don't. See, when you're kind of, you don't want to hurt your hip. You just kind of.
You're going to wake up. No wonder you're taking, are you taking Monday off, you said?
Well, I don't know.
If you're not here Monday, it's because you're probably still in contraction at the hospital.
Could be. Yeah. Because I went like this and it stuck.
Yes.
Phillips it left sideways. To right. I went left and the other went right.
In what country is it illegal to get a mullet? Iran, North Korea, or is this a bunch of Hanko?
I'm going to say Iran.
It is Iran. So I'm surprised you didn't say North Korea.
Uh-uh. No. I'm guessing, do they still have mullets in Pea Ridge? Is that kind of a thing?
Yeah.
You used to have a mullet, didn't you?
No.
Didn't you?
No, my father would never allow
you
that.
You never had a mullet?
No, mine's always been high and tight.
Uh-huh. Well, you went to the military, too, if they would have cut it off.
Yeah, I was in the military when I was growing up, too.
Oh, yeah. That was good for you.
Yeah, it was. It was. And, you know, believe it or not, mullets wasn't big where I came from. But you know what? They're making a huge comeback right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm not going to... I get one. The only thing I mullet is my yard sometimes.
Sure. I don't mind the mullet. I mean, the party in the back.
You know, no, I don't care. Whatever.
I don't mind it at all.
And there's a lot of them that look good.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So. The one, I've said this before, sometimes facial hair, especially if you look at some of these Major League Baseball players, mm-hmm. it's like, cut the beard, man.
Yeah.
Cut the beard.
Right.
You know, that's the only, I don't have an issue with it, to each their own, but the mullet probably looks better than some of these unkept beards that they have, especially at the Major League level.
One more, buddy.
Yeah, what do you got?
All right. In the 1960s,
yep.
The pop artist Andy Warhol, is that?
Mm-hmm.
Gifted Bob Dylan one of his original silkscreen Elvis prints, which Dylan soon after traded for a new sofa. To Dylan's regret, a similar print in Warhol's Elvis print series sold in 2012 for nearly $4 million. Is that
got to be true.
It is true. It is true.
Bad mistake there, Bob.
It's kind of neat, though.
How do you know?
People should just be amazed of the knowledge that I have.
I have, just right off the top of your head.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
What did that say again?
It said reorder soon.
Yes.
Your calendar's getting low.
My goodness, look at my OMG facts. I'm in trouble, Phil.
Yep.
So, anyway, buddy, thank you very much. Have a great day, and be kind.
That's Hank Bray, ladies and gentlemen.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, NAPA has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at NAPA. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at NAPA Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center, and Highway 61 Boscoville. NAPA Know How!
Get your dirt work done right with Muller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Muller & Sons Excavating.
Your life insurance protection can benefit more than just those you love. How about protecting you when your health changes? Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. The Flexible Care Benefit Rider can help you pay for your long-term care expenses by accelerating your death benefit each month to cover those long-term care expenses. This may include home health aides, adult care, hospice care, etc. For a relaxed, zero-pressure visit with Julie, reach out to me at Julie Karen State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
With Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal, you can get your choice of a sausage or bacon, egg, and cheese English muffin with small seasoned potatoes.
And with all that for just $3, it really is a proper breakfast, wouldn't you say? Huh? With a light and fluffy toasted English muffin and crispy seasoned potatoes. Go on, Catherine, give it a go.
Okay. Jolly.
good morning.
Ah, close, love.
Grab a proper breakfast with Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal for a limited time.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Select a request English muffin deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combo orders. Single item at regular price. Prices are higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
A member of WCCU Credit Union is easier than ever. With our robust and secure online banking, you can open your account from anywhere, anytime. Simply visit us at wccucreditunion.coop and select Join Us. Confirm your eligibility and choose the accounts you'd like to open. Already have a WCCU account but want to add a checking, savings, or apply for a loan? You can do that online too. To compare our rates, services, and even open up accounts, visit us today at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Your history lesson today, 1942, Anne Frank, a German-born Jewish girl living in Amsterdam, received a diary for her 13th birthday, less than a month before she and her family went into hiding from the Nazis. 1942 on this day. Also, it was in 1963, the movie Cleopatra made its premiere in New York City. 1987, President Reagan, during a visit to the divided German city of Berlin, exhorted Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev to tear down this wall. Some history moments from June 12th. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday, Nova Ella Jo Allen Alexander from Richland Center Primary School. Nora Clark from Laurie and the Guys. Casey Bartles from Laurie and the Guys. And happy birthday to brother-in-law Chris Horth as well, by the way. To son-in-law Casey Bartles from Dave and Anita. Chris Horth, Casey Bartles, and Nora Clark from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Birthday salutations going out today, too. These from the Richland Center Lions Club. Paul Smith, Dale Schultz, Patrick McCarthy. And happy anniversary to Terry and Rita Mulholland, Don and Sherry McGowan, and Brent and Tiffany Parker. Muscadet, Avoca, and Blue River Lions saluting these folks today. Wendy Rowe, Dale Riddio, Devin Roberts, and also Ellen Schultz. Happy anniversary, Mr. and Mrs. Jason Buss, and Steve and Diana Trum. Happy anniversary to Ron and Sherry Colson. Lots of love from Mom and Dad. And happy anniversary to Tim and Nancy Ward from Richland Center Free Methodist Church. Happy anniversary, Rita and Terry Mulholland from Richland Area Senior Citizens. And last but certainly not least, happy anniversary to Marty and Trudy Kenyon from Willow Valley United Methodist Church.
Wait, what? It's our anniversary already? At J.J. Walsh Jewelers, we hear this story all the time. Life is so busy that you forget to get your wife an anniversary gift. This is Amanda, and I'm here to help you. I can help you choose just the right heirloom jewelry piece that she will treasure for years. Whether it's a sparkly diamond bracelet or a casual pair of silver earrings, it's my honor to help you with this exciting purchase. $20 or $2,000, it doesn't matter. I've got your back. Remember, this is Amanda, and I care about your big occasion. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center, Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
7:41. We're just ahead of news from Joanne Krulunch. She'll step in for a quick update here on a Wednesday morning. Hats off to all the beautiful June brides today. Thanks for sending those anniversary wishes along to us to share on the airwaves. Right now, Montgomery Gentry.
My old man's backhand used to land hard on the side of my head. I just learned to stay out. It just showed me how much I could take. Hard times, bad luck. Sometimes life sucks. That's alright, I'm okay. It ain't nothing but another day. But only God knows where I'd be if you ever stopped loving me. The bank man, the boss man, the law man, all trying to get their hands on me.
You missed it earlier. The text to win, the Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest word of the hour is red, R-E-D, red. Keep listening for your chance to win. Qualify. We'll be qualifying more for our Father's Day giveaway as well later on this morning from WRCO.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress. Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture and Mattress located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 62 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. Partly cloudy, warmer, and turning more humid today. 40% chance of spotty showers and thunderstorms by afternoon with a high of 85. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, a low of 64. In Richland Center, after a low of 55, it's 62 degrees.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We have a great deal for Father's Day. Purchase any grill for $3.99 or more and we will deliver it free. Purchase a grill for $4.99 or more, not only will we deliver it free, but you will receive a $25 gift certificate to the Richland Locker. And from June 12th through the 15th, purchase any grill $2.99 or more and receive a free 20-pound LP fill-up. So stop in at Muscadet or Richland Center to get these and many other great deals. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. Dr. Tessa Melvin of David Drown Associates gave an update on the classification and compensation study currently being done by the county. The presentation was made to the Richland County Executive and Finance Standing Committee at last night's meeting. The study looks at gradual changes in duties performed, changes in organizational relationships and responsibilities, and recruitment and retention problems. To achieve its goals, the county needs to consider the factors when designing a pay philosophy. Where does the county want to pay compared to the market? Some places want their pay to be right at market, while others want to be a bit above or below. Melvin said in the current labor environment, most are selecting to be above market average. She added the study will not result in job loss, reduction in pay, or organizational restructuring. It will result in updated job descriptions, be customized to the organization, and transparent updates in job descriptions. The county is also working on a capital improvement plan that will eventually lead to no longer having to borrow funding. With the relief from shared revenue and money still left from previous borrowing, the finance department is taking funds still in the accounts from the previous borrowed money into a capital improvement account. It is not known how many years it will take to make the account self-sustainable. This year, the plan is to only borrow $601,200 for the management information systems and highway departments. This is down from the $1.5 million each of the past 4 years. The Richland County Sheriff's Department was approved $210,000 in the 2024 short-term borrowing plan for its new vehicle outlay. The department is currently tracking to spend $136,000 to complete the squad project. There is a need to replace over half the radio inventory to be able to operate on the new system. The approved vendor, General Communications, has provided a special pricing for the project for new mobile and portable radios. To replace the remaining inventory of radios needed to operate on the new system will cost approximately $74,000. The Executive and Finance Standing Committee approved spending up to $78,000 from the unspent new vehicle fund to pay for the upgraded radios. Following closed session at the Richland School District Board of Education meeting Monday night, the board approved the resignations of Jill Sharp, high school special education teacher, and Paul Wurtzema, intermediate PT physical education teacher. Contracts were approved for the 2024-25 school year. They include Shelby Jones as the primary school physical education teacher, Brendan Wenicke as the elementary bilingual ELA math teacher, and Jolynn Moss as the ESL teacher. Also, the summer school teaching positions and coordinator assignments and curriculum instructional coaching assignments for the 2024-25 school year were approved. The 65th Annual Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals will be held Friday through Sunday at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Contestants will be competing for a chance to advance to the national competition. Plenty of hard work goes into preparing for the rodeo. Dean Reinhardt is the treasurer of the Richland County Rodeo Committee.
I can't imagine going through what some of these kids go through as far as hours of practice and travel and all of this stuff, the expense. It's not a cheap sport, but they sure enjoy it. I've been on this for 30-some years, so I'm on almost the third generation of them. It's a good time.
Before the rodeo action starts Friday, there will be another competition taking place Thursday. Gary Deaver is the president of the rodeo committee.
The shooting events actually do it on Thursday. We have Phil and Todd from Pine River Sports. That's the light rifle. They go to the range up here in Richland Center for the .22 shooting. And then the trap shooting's done in the Muscadet Sportsman's Club. Jay Adams got that rolling. And that's a national event. You can actually rodeo without a horse or anything. Just come and shoot. We have like 13 or 14 trap shooters and 8 or 9 light rifle shooters. And this is the only event where a girl can compete next to a guy. You know, you always have your girls' events, boys' events, but this here is, it's all even.
Also Thursday, there will be the Rodeo Queen competition. Kenda Deaver is the Rodeo Committee Secretary.
We got 4 queens this year. And the queen event is Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Anybody can come and watch it. You don't have to pay nothing. And it's kind of neat to watch because they ask them questions and everything and that. And another thing is that they're doing something a little different this year. Riley is going to have junior queen running. So the little juniors are going to try to be a queen. So if you want to come out and see a queen contest, come out about 7 o'clock Thursday night and you're welcome to come and watch.
Competition will be held Friday and Saturday with introductions at 7 and performances at 7:30. Sunday's competition will start at 11:30 with introductions and the final performance at noon. Other weekend events include Wear Pink for Grace on Friday, the June Dairy Days and Rodeo Parade Saturday at 10:30 in downtown Richland Center, and Cowboy Church Sunday morning at 8:30. Gate prices Friday and Saturday will be $8 for adults and $7 for students and senior citizens. Prices Sunday are $9 for adults and $8 for students and senior citizens. Advance tickets are $7 for adults and $6 for students and senior citizens. They can be purchased until noon Thursday at Creative Layers or from 8:30 until noon Friday in Building H at the fairgrounds. All 3 days, children 6 to 12 will be admitted for $4, and children under 6 will be admitted for free. A weekend pass is also available for $25. The 65th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals will be Friday through Sunday at the Richland County Fairgrounds. For more information, contact Kenda at 608-475-1886. A Democrat will keep the chair at the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Ann Jacobs was voted in unanimously Monday. She previously served as the chair during the 2020 presidential election. The 6-member panel is made up of 3 Republicans and 3 Democrats and handles oversight to the elections process in Wisconsin. They do not run the elections, however. That task is left up to local clerks in towns, cities, and counties.
Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town and Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
Today is Wednesday, June 12th. Charles J. Aber, 76, of Richland Center, died Thursday after a lengthy struggle with multiple health issues. A funeral service will be held this morning at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home this morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Charles J. Aber, 76, of Richland Center. Stephen Paul Saltweedle, 77, of Sun Prairie, died Thursday in Madison. A memorial service will be held this morning at 11:30 at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Burial with military rites will follow at St. Anthony's Cemetery, rural Cazenovia. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home this morning from 9:30 until the time of service at 11:30. Stephen Paul Saltweedle, 77, of Sun Prairie. Jane E. Anderson, 77, of rural Hillsboro, died last Wednesday at the Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Graveside services will be held this afternoon at 1 at the Fancy Creek Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Jane E. Anderson, 77, of rural Hillsboro. Richard Earle, Dick Inman, 94, of Viroqua, died March 15th at Schmidt Woodland Hills in Richland Center. Military graveside rites will be held Friday at 11 at Northern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Spooner. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family of Richard Earl, Dick Inman, 94, of Viroqua. Milton N. Sprecher, 98, of rural Lone Rock, died Saturday at the Greenway Manor Nursing Home in Spring Green. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11:30 at the Spring Green Community Church with burial in the Button Cemetery. Friends may call at the Spring Green Community Church Friday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11:30. In lieu of flowers, any donations can be made to your favorite charity or cause. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Milton N. Sprecher, 98, of rural Lone Rock. Richard C. Kelsey, 81, of Loganville, died May 30th at the Orchard Manor in Lancaster following an extended illness. A memorial gathering will be held Friday from 5 to 7 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center. Graveside rites will take place at the Forest Home Cemetery in Marinette at a later date by the local Veterans Memorial Honors Unit. Richard C. Kelsey, 81, of Loganville. Clarence R., son or Sonny Byers, 93, of rural Boscobel, died June 1st at the Boscobel Nursing Home. A memorial service will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Burial will be at the Boscobel Cemetery. Food and fellowship will be available at the Tuffley Community Center in Boscobel following the service. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Clarence R., son or Sonny Byers, 93, of rural Boscobel. Marty Lewis Hillesheim, 66, of Avoca, formerly of Richland Center, died last Wednesday at UW Health University Hospital due to complications of sepsis. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 to 3 at the Hillesheim Family Farm on English Ridge. Burial will be at the English Ridge Cemetery at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Marty Lewis Hillesheim, 66, of Avoca, formerly of Richland Center. Alicia Heath, 33, of Plain and Spring Green, died Friday after a long fight with numerous medical complications. A memorial service will be held Monday at 11:30 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Monday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11:30. The family would like everyone to feel free to wear casual attire and or something purple to honor Alicia. Alicia Heath, 33, of Plain and Spring Green. Donald L. Newbury, 70, of Avoca, died Saturday at his home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, June 22nd, from 11 to 2 at Victoria Riverside Park in Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Donald L. Newbury, 70, of Avoca.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Syria Group, your local